One, to evaluate the possibility of adopting a draft national action plan on responsible business behaviour and human rights, and two, step up the ongoing efforts to prevent and combat human trafficking by ensuring access to protection and support for all the possible victims, and three, consider new action to strengthen your fight against discrimination against Roma and African descent communities. We wish Portugal every success in UPR, and we do hope it contributes to the better enjoyment of human rights in your country. I thank you. I now call on Philippines.
Madam Vice President, we recognize Portugal's concrete efforts to strengthen domestic frameworks that foster gender equality, support youth development, uphold disability rights, and promote the rights to health and education of all, particularly those in vulnerable situations. We particularly commend Portugal's adoption of the National Plan for the Implementation of the Global Pact for Migration in 2019 and the new climate law in